The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. Each and every Monday, we are blessed to have Laura Kennard with us. Laura is an MBA from Drake University. She also is an instructor there, but she is most importantly our connection to stuff going on in the Des Moines Metro when it comes to business events and for networking. Hey, Laura, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm enjoying the spring snow.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful? It's absolutely perfect.
Right?
I know, right. Turn the calendar already. All right, so what do we got going on? What's happening in the Des Moines Metro where we can go and maybe learn something or sharpen up our networking skills?
Well, so we have something I want to talk about right away for tomorrow that's going to be going on at Gravitate at the co-working space that is in Valley Junction. But as you know, they also are home to the West Des Moines Incubator,
right?
Which are two separate things, not to be confused with one another. Co-working, of course, is drop in, have a membership or an office and do your thing. And the incubator is really designed to work with startups and people thinking about starting a business. So it's got some education tracks, etc.
Well, as a matter of fact, it was earlier today on the broadcast, we had Clinton Ackerberg from Collaborate DSM talking about his co-working space.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Actually, I had the opportunity to check that space out.
It's beautiful.
Quite a while. Did you go over there?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like driving along Ingersoll, and I'm like, you know, I realize you can't see my physical self-driving
so
here.
So you were driving.
But I looked over and I'm like, what's that? Because they've got a really nice like sign, and it's Collaborate with people.
It's very cool.
And so I had to pull in there and find out what that was about. And, you know, I think it's a nice combination between more of a typical professional office space, combination co-working space, but I feel like it raises the bar
a little bit
in it.
Totally raises the bar. And of course, if you missed that conversation that we had with Clinton, you can check it out on the podcast as well.
And I know he went around and looked at a lot of other big cities to come up with that. So anyway, yeah, it's really nice. So at the Gravitate co-working space, West Des Moines Incubator will be hosting from 12 to 1 tomorrow afternoon. You can have lunch and listen to an expert advice called Meet the Entrepreneurial Press. So what they're going to have is Kate Hayden, who's the tech and innovation reporter for the Des Moines Business Record. Plus, they're going to have Joey Aguirre, who's the editor of Clay & Milk, that covers the entrepreneurial scene, and Kevin Hardy, business, labor, and economic reporter for the Des Moines Register. And they're going to kind of team up and talk about entrepreneurship. It's a chance to meet the people that cover startups and small businesses in Central Iowa and ask them questions over lunch. So that'll be tomorrow. That's a free event that will be happening at Gravitate. So then the other thing tomorrow is just some normal stuff that is going on at the Iowa Center. My apologies.
I've got one.
Not this week. Not this week at the Iowa Center on Tuesday. Mondays, of course, every Monday is
right.
Money at the Iowa Center, and Wednesdays they have a noon session, but no Tuesday session this week.
Well, I've got one for tomorrow as well.
Oh, okay.
Coming up, Jason Roberts is going to be in town. He's going to be at the State Historical Building at 10:30 on Tuesday, and he's going to be talking about building a better block. You know, there's a lot of conversation through the Metropolitan Planning Organization about what do we do with these streets that have become highways and our car-centric life? How do we create workable, sustainable city blocks in our communities, and that's what Jason is going to be talking about tomorrow, and that's going to be once again at the State Historical Building starting at 10:30.
So then we'll get into some of those talks about like livable and walkable community kind of stuff.
Exactly.
So I know Kent Sovern talks about that quite a bit with the AARP and those initiatives. So
yeah, and of course to double up on that and just to while you're looking at the next event, this is a big thing for the city of Windsor Heights.
Oh, okay.
Because on the 16th, that would be next Monday, the city council is going to take a look at recommendations on what to do with the highway that runs right through the center of Windsor Heights called University Avenue, that also has a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit that everybody kvetches about, by the way.
Right.
But the whole idea, and I know that the chamber there and many other officials are pushing for a road diet that would take University Avenue from 5 lanes to 3 lanes with on-street parking, and we think it's a very, it's great potential for the community. So, but that's next Monday, 6 o'clock, Windsor Heights.
So those both of these are conversations, really though, revolve around this idea of this sort of connectedness and everything that people would like to have in their communities.
Absolutely.
So then Wednesday, of course, we have 1 Million Cups, and it was really wonderful to have that at Drake University last week. They took a little road trip. I believe it's returning back to the Science Center again this week, but it was a really special last week. We had McKenna Hasse, and we also had, well, our friend Tom. His last name is Kuntz?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That
sure,
used
Tom
to be
for,
with Sam Kramer.
Right, sure. Yeah, and he's with the music group now, the Records.
Right. And so they had some really exciting updates. They're going to have a physical space and everything they're doing with artists. So, but you can catch it at its regular 8 to 9:30. 8 to 8:30 is networking. 8:30 to 9:30, the programming with Q&A. If you want to catch that at the Science Center, it's free of charge and free parking.
And that is on Wednesday at the Science Center.
So then on Thursday, we have the Prometheus Awards coming up. Right. So Technology Association of Iowa, this is really a big event that they have every year. And this is really recognizing the leaders in technology. So this is an award that focuses on just every aspect of tech. And they're handing out awards to people, including women who are involved with technology. And I know that's really important to really take the idea of technology out of this sort of it's just for men world and really focus on some of the women that are doing things in technology. But they have a whole bunch of different. This will be April 12th. You can still get tickets. It's at the Community Choice Credit Union. And downtown. 5 o'clock is the VIP cocktail hour, and it's going to go all the way through 8:30, where they have a torch. Well, at 8:30, torchlight after party.
A torchlight after party.
That's right. So
careful, kids.
So it'll be a swanky evening, and then in between, they have dinner and welcome remarks, the award presentation, and so anybody that is involved in technology in terms of like new startups in tech, people that are leading technology, people that do website companies to app development to just anybody in that space will have an opportunity to know who they are and recognize
the Prometheus Awards. Good stuff.
And so then while we're speaking about the Technology Association, they also, of course, every month do Tech Brew. And they do a Tech Brew AM, which will be this Friday the 13th, by the way. Friday the 13th.
How 2 days after my birthday.
Oh, goodness. So your birthday is Wednesday?
I think it is.
Well, that's,
whenever the 11th
that's business
is.
News.
No,
right?
It's not. Yeah, it's just, no.
So
I'm old. Nobody cares.
So how often does Friday the 13th happen?
Too often, as a matter of fact. I think we had 2 or 3 of those last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So so our first one for 2018 is this Friday.
This Friday. So hopefully that...
No black cats, no ladders.
And I hopefully there's good weather by then. Maybe Friday the 13th will be good news.
It'll be up to maybe 40 degrees.
Oh. I was thinking 60. Now,
there is rumor that this week it might even hit 70. So we'll
what?
I know.
You know what's going to happen? It's going to go straight into summer.
Right. We're doing this broadcast on a Monday, and we've got snow on the ground all over Drake University.
Oh,
so
that's right.
What do we know?
Right. So that is at West End Architectural Salvage. And so if you haven't had the opportunity to go to West End Architectural Salvage,
very
it's
cool.
a great opportunity because it's a really cool space.
And buy stuff.
Oh, yes. Well, you can definitely buy stuff there, but it's just a great place to wander around, too. And so this will give you a good excuse if you haven't been out to check it out. And again, this is tech folks. So if you're trying to hire someone in technology, if you just like to be able to have tech chats with people that know what you're
sure.
talking about, or if you're a business person that just is interested in networking with people in that technology space, it's a great opportunity to just really casual. They usually have a speaker, you know, that just has a couple brief comments.
Right. And Tech Brew.
Tech Brew. That's right. So anything else that you...
I'm out.
You're out?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Nothing that's going on? Well, you told us about
we've got a couple of things, you know, the Building a Better Block and then mm-hmm. University Avenue, Windsor Heights next week. And, by the way, and just as a tease, individuals who happen to see us out and about tomorrow would be Tuesday, we're going to be at Table 128 with April Samp.
Oh, that's right.
To be,
You're
yes.
launching. I've got the wonderful, fantastic card about that here.
That's right. It's out to lunch. And, so we're going to be talking... So if you see us at Table 128 in Clive tomorrow and you see the lights and the cameras and the microphones and all that stuff, that's what's going on. So
wonderful.
We'll
talk about a couple of things next week just so that you can get those on your calendar. At the Iowa Center for Economic Success, which is out on University as well.
Thank you.
Establishing your online presence is April the 17th. So you can check that out. That is talking about whether or not you are looking for a job, whether or not you are a thought leader, someone that just really wants to be able to establish a good online presence for yourself personally or your maybe a business that you own. This is going to be from 5 to 6 p.m., so it is an evening event that you can catch. And also, it's going to talk about your presence in SEO as a business. So how can you create that online presence for yourself and be found, whether it's a personal thing or for your business? And that's going to be Kylie with SpinUtech, director at SpinUtech. And they are located in Des Moines, Cedar Rapids, and Chicago. So they're a really great digital marketing organization here. Going to talk about that. But you can catch a lot of things at the Iowa Center. They've got a weekly, I mean, they probably have 10 or 12 educational events every month.
Do you have
month.
Links from?
Right from dmbizmixer.com.
There you go.
You will find, if you scroll down, I have the whole list from Iowa Center, April. I also park the whole list of Greater Des Moines Partnership events for the month. If you just kind of scroll down, and they do have some... top five for small business series, and you can check all that out. And of course, you can go to their individual websites too, but I'm trying to pull it all together in one place for
it's
you.
It's called aggregating content, ladies
That's
and
right.
gentlemen, and you can find that on dmbizmixer.com. Laura Kennard, thanks for doing
all
this.
All right, thank you.
Well, that's it. That's the Business News Hour for a Monday, the 9th day of April 2018. We've done this in podcast form now. You can click through to see as many of these different sections as you want to. If you want to hear the news, you want to hear the markets, you want to hear our long-form business interviews, it's all our way to reach out to you with what you want on your time and when you want it. All right? So we do this every day, Monday through Friday from, about 4:30 in the afternoon. We start to log this stuff up there, and you can find it wherever you're at. We will be posting this on all of our podcast pages and, of course, be pushing it out through social media. So thanks again for hanging in there with us and being part of this experiment called Insight on Business, the News Hour. My name is Michael Libby. We will be back, God willing, tomorrow with more of the Business News Hour. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, hey, Be good to your fellow man. Good night.